tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in for the broadcasting icon who is still out recouping his energy issues. But I saw Charlie again this past Saturday, spent quite a bit of time with him. And, you know, people ask about him when I see people in the store, when I see people on the street. They ask, is Charlie coming back? When's Charlie coming back? And, you know, I saw him. I talked with him on Saturday. He's got an issue with energy right now, and that happens when you get to be 85 years old.
That happens when you get to be 75
right.
years
old. Right.
So,
you know.
65 years
old. You know, at this point, we'll sit in for Charlie until Charlie wants to come back.
Icons are allowed to do as they please.
That's what I understand. Icons can do what they please. So today's topic, we're going to get right into
I'm going to get mad.
Well, Glenn's on a bender already. He's on a bender just listening to the show.
I was mad when I walked in.
He was mad when he walked in. So let's set the story up for people who might just be tuning in this hour. Here's the story. A woman in Ohio was charged yesterday because she opened up her restaurant ahead of schedule. It's a private business woman. She let people come in and sit down and eat. And the question is, should she have been charged for that? There you go, Glenn. And by the way, phone lines are open for you to give your opinion to. We got them by email and phone call this morning, 740-383-9944.
Well, the question there gets a lot deeper than just what you said, because, and I heard people talking about it when I was coming in and they were talking to you about it. Does the state have the right to make a law that says you can't open your private business?
And I don't think there is.
And if there is no law, then I don't know how they can charge her with anything.
Well, here's the thing. We are not under martial law.
Right.
So I don't know what statute, if you can think of one, let me know, where a governor could tell a private business to not operate who's not breaking the law.
Yes, and that was what I was thinking about all the way in listening to a gentleman that you were talking to right before the break. If we don't declare martial law, then I don't see how they have any right to do that. However, I believe it was a good idea that we asked people to do that. But the reason why we have laws is because there are dumb people.
This is radio, Glenn.
Yeah, I know.
Watch yourself.
I'm trying to keep it clean here. There are people that don't care about you and me, and they will do as they please. And if I were, the best sanction for that lady is for people to go in and say, I'm not going to ever eat here again.
And this is my counterpoint to that. And again, folks, this is not my opinion. I'm just giving the counterpoint to these points. My counterpoint to this is that let her be open all day long. If you are fearful of the COVID, if you are fearful of the contagiousness of it, which you know about, if you don't know about it now, then we've got problems. Then don't go in that restaurant.
Yeah.
Period.
And would it be bad if people stood outside the restaurant with signs that said, please go in here, we'd like to get rid of you people?
Well, I mean, does the government have to tell you how to live? Because that becomes the bigger question.
That's right on the nose.
Yeah, do we?
And I think we do, because people are so stupid and so greedy and so self-absorbed that they will do anything that they want to do and give a damn less about... Oh, I said a bad word.
What are you doing, Glenn? This is radio.
They wouldn't care what other people think because you're stepping on my rights. Well, we all have rights. And I think that my rights to swing at you end when my fist hits your nose. And in this case, people not wearing a mask affects me. It doesn't affect them. It affects me more than if they sneeze or if they cough, they're sending it to me. And that's why I think that should be legal. However, I don't know how in the world we can mandate it.
We can't. The governor said he couldn't.
Yeah, and if we don't have martial law, you can't really make a law that says the public can't be public.
Right. So, again, even though you are opposed to people doing these things.
Yeah, and I will tell them to their face,
right, but
put your mask on, idiot.
Right, but but it shouldn't be a law. It can't be a law.
I don't see how it can. Yeah.
So there you go. So how can you charge this woman
for doing this? Well, they've got to. I don't know. Unless there was martial law, or unless our state legislator passed a law, and I follow that because I like to watch how stupid our state legislators are, and I haven't seen a law that was passed that said that. But unless they passed a law, I don't think they have a right to come after her.
And isn't it just don't go in there?
Yeah.
If you don't want to go in.
And if you you do have the right, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. America, you do have the right to stand in front of her business, away from her business, with signs that say, don't go in here, this lady broke the law. That's one way that the public can handle it. But I don't think the government has any right. I hate to say that because that doesn't sound like me. But I really don't think the government. You only have rights when you have laws. And we don't have a law, I don't think.
740-383-9944. What are your opinions? Should the woman here in Ohio who opened up her private business yesterday to sit down customers, a restaurant, got charged and shut back down? Should she have been? Should that have happened? Is that okay?
Now, the city may have made an ordinance. I don't know.
740-383-9944. But should this have been a thing? Should this have ever have been a thing? Should the government, the state government, be allowed to step in and tell businesses to close? And why do we need to be told these things? If we know the severity, it's not like people are hiding the severity of this illness.
Well, the reason why we have laws is people are greedy, stupid, and only care about themselves in a lot of cases. There are a lot of us that do think about things like that. You and I know, think about what our actions will do to other people. And I know a lot of our listeners who I love to hear them call us up and tell us their opinions. I'm sure a lot of our listeners care about what they're doing to other people. But you and I talked about this off the air. It may be a very small percentage, but there is a percentage of this population that doesn't give a rat's behind. I didn't say it.
I'm glad you said behind.
They don't give a rat's behind about other people's rights, just mine.
And right, but isn't it your right to stay away from those people?
Oh, yeah, you can stay away from them. But like I said, I got on an elevator coming up here with a lady. She stood all the way on the other side, and I made sure I stood on the opposite side from her, and we both had our masks on. Now, what would I have done if the door had opened up and she was standing there with no mask on right in the middle of the elevator? I'd have told her to go ahead.
Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know, you talk about this illness, okay? There's a lot of people don't have insurance, so when they catch something, they take them to the hospital.
Good point.
They run up to $50,000 or $60,000 bill, have no insurance.
I knew where you were going.
So, okay, that's common people. We have insurance. So we bitch about why our insurance policies keeps going up because they can't keep up with all this medical thing.
Yeah.
People not using common sense.
You know,
we go again. Our insurance just keeps going, going, going. Where's it going to stop at? Insurance companies can't pay forever and keep, you know.
Well, it's an interesting question, sir, because now I've lived long enough and have a memory
enough.
Oh,
you're a baby.
Yeah, I know. That's good to hear, Glenn. But I've lived long enough to have been around when there was no government-mandated insurance, when there was no Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. Now, I remember very well when the government said, 80% of people are going bankrupt in this country because of medical bills. So we have to tell you to get insurance because you can't handle it on your own.
Yeah.
Now, people, this is the United States of America.
I'm
the federal
free.
Government has no place to tell us to do that, even though people couldn't do it on their own. And weren't
or
doing wouldn't it, on,
do
their
it
own.
On their own because I'm not going to get sick.
And hospitals were get stuck with the bill. People hated that. The last election, the current president won by saying my first act is going to be to repeal and replace Obamacare, and did try to do it. And but for John McCain, it would have happened. Now, should are we now saying that the government does need to tell us what to do?
I don't think in all cases they need to, but I think there are big cases.
Well, if 80% of the people are declaring bankruptcy, there's a problem there.
Well, that's one way to get rid of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't have insurance, it don't take long to go bankrupt.
Yeah, you're right there.
And you think about it. I know guys on rescue squads in Marion. I know quite a few of them. They come out. You've been overdosed 10 times.
Yeah.
What is the problem? They keep coming back to you. Do you want to die? Let them go.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, it's like this, Scott or Glenn.
Yeah.
If I talk to you and you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it, no matter what I say. If I'm a best pharmacist or whoever I am, and you don't want to, you ain't going to.
Yeah.
You know that.
Unfortunately,
but should we say then that the lady leave your restaurant open, and if you have a death wish,
no.
Go on in there.
Here's the deal. It's not her death wish. It's a lot of other people.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm not going to go to no restaurants open up. There's a few here in town I like to go to, but I'm not going to take a chance just to go eat out. I'm not going to do it.
Right, and one of the callers, I think, asked about, but isn't it right that they're giving an essential service, they're giving food. That's what groceries do.
See, this is hairy, though, because there are restaurants I want to eat at. There are things I want to do.
I want to.
Right, but isn't that my choice? It's my choice to go if I want to go or not. If I want to take the drug, it's my choice. If I want to get insurance or not, it's my choice. Hey, hang with us, caller. We got to go take this short break here. It's only a minute. And we're going to come back on the other side, continue this conversation with the caller and Glenn Coble on the Charlie Evers Show here on WWGH Radio. It's an interesting conversation because it's about rights and it's about what should the government mandate. Is it cherry picking? I don't know. We'll be back in 1 minute. Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
The debate over what government should do and not do continues with our caller here. Caller, go ahead.
Okay. Just like on Obamacare, my boy, he's very intelligent, worked all his life. Good job. He's out of a job right now, but at the time, I mean, he can work. But anyway, Obamacare, he didn't have insurance. So when he pays his taxes, that's $1,400 he has to pay the government. Because he did not have insurance. Now, how in the heck did somebody get in the head, if I can't afford $500 a month on insurance, because he's not old enough for Medicare and all that, how can he afford to pay that when he can't pay his insurance premium? So between the two, he said, well, I'll just pay the $1,400 because I can't pay $500 a month, which is $6,000. So you do the math. You say $4,600, supposedly, but it costs him $1,400, and they don't go to the doctor. They're not on welfare. They never get nothing handed out. With these people, I know people on welfare They got a medical card. They can call an ambulance. I knew a family that I rented to. They had a medical card. They could call an ambulance, take them to the hospital out here. It was $1,200. They didn't care. They did not care. I wouldn't pay for it, they said. I said, no, I am. Because, you know, I could afford it. But there's the deal. So there you go. The government in it. You have to have insurance. No. Like my son and them, when they get something, they stay home. They take care of it.
I don't think the government put that on there as a punishment, which I think is probably not the greatest idea in the world. But it was, they had the opportunity not to pay the $1,400 if they got health insurance, and they had to have enough people on health insurance to make it pay. That's quite frankly the reason why I'm in favor of having the government pay all the health insurance. I think it would be cheaper, and I think but I know that's that's because I'm a progressive Democrat.
Yeah, isn't the question, though, back with this woman, isn't her thing, much like with your son, she's saying, listen, this is my small business. I've spent my whole life making this business. My business is good. I'm able to be in business as long as you let me be in business. Now, you did not give me any money so I could stay okay during this time we were down. You, the federal government. So now I either have to open back up or I'm going out of business.
She didn't get a check from the government?
A lot of people didn't.
Now, wait a minute, Scott. They declared money for small businesses to give loans out to small businesses.
Yeah, but they didn't come.
Yeah, it didn't come through.
The banks didn't do right. The banks give to big people, universities and stuff like that, not small businesses.
Yeah.
Listen, I was in business. I was a small business when Bill Clinton was in office. And I was in the Internal Revenue out here on Executive Drive. When the call came in from the president or one of his aides, there was two FBI agents out there, internal agents. One came to the door. They had two rooms, a door between them. And the guy came in and said, Larry was his name, said, we're going after all small businesses. I know I was right there because I was under the gun, too, myself, a small business. But anyway, getting back to this Obama thing or this restaurant woman, she had to apply for a small business loan, and she could maybe get it if the banks did right. They didn't do right for people. You know, it's sometimes it's like the good old boy stuff. Who I know, the whole bit.
So if the bank doesn't do right, then does she have the right to say, listen, you have already put one over on me, government. You turned it over to the banks, and they did what they did, so I've got to open back up.
I'm going to defend the banks here because, as you know, I've been looking into us getting a loan from two different financial institutions, and both of them have told me, yeah, it's a good idea, but we don't have the money. They just don't have the money. The government hasn't passed it down to the guys who are 50 employees or less. It's the guys that are 500 employees or even bigger. Yeah.
Now, see, that's not fair.
No, it isn't fair.
If it's good for one, it's good for all.
That's true.
If we have a shutdown on this, we have to have it for all, not just for a few of us, for all.
Yeah, and I think that's why the government went after that lady, because if it's good for some of us, it's good for all of us, yeah.
And I think, yes, human life is really important to everybody. You want everybody to live as long as they can. But if we all break rules and just do, like you said earlier, I'll just do what I want.
Yeah.
Okay, you just go do what you want, and you don't care about nobody else, and there's a lot of people that don't care. I worked a whirlpool out here, okay? I didn't work on the lines, but I did all the jobs in the shop, press rooms, you name it, I did it. I'd go up to a line, and maybe I knew one person next to me sitting close, and I'd say, George, who's that? I don't know. I said, how long you worked up there? 12 years? You don't know their name? They didn't care. I don't know, don't want to know. Yeah. And that was the truth.
Is that right?
Doesn't the central question, though, come back to, did the government have the right to do this?
Well, to a point, I think they do.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Well, I thank you for calling in and giving us your opinion.
Very good.
I'm too long. Thank you.
No. As long as you want. And anybody can stay on as long as they want and call back any time because sometimes things come to you.
Well, there are certain people that we won't let.
Anybody can call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour. What's your opinion on this?
I think
stay on as long as you want. And again, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And if something else comes to you that you want to say off something else we've said, call back in.
I think that caller has the nut right in his little grasp. He's understanding the question, and I think we all understand the question, but we don't know how to solve it.
What's the question?
Well, the question is, does the government have a right to tell you what to do?
Right.
And yes and no. I mean, the answer is both ways. If it's for the general good of the country or the community you happen to live in, maybe they do have a right. But then again, that's why they have the martial law. But stepping up to the martial law is kind of big time. I mean, you don't do that unless it's real important.
Well, it's fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
The only thing that I have to say with this is I don't think the government has the right to tell us what to do. We're not living in a socialist or a communist state yet. But people better get their heads up out of the air, up on the air and figure out what's going on here, because if they don't, they're soon going to be under one.
Well, what would happen if the government just let us do as we wanted? We would have COVID running crazy right now. I mean,
No, we wouldn't.
No? Okay.
I don't think so, because I think people are smart enough to understand that you've got to take precautions. They took precautions when all these flus came along, a lot of them did, and they didn't get sick.
We still have thousands of people dying from the flu.
I know, but I worked in the medical profession for years, and it's a person's choice, and it's usually their choice and what they do as to whether they end up with it or not.
I see, and I think that's the nut of the question right there. Is it a person's choice? Excuse me, and I think you got to weigh that into the answer. Yeah, sometimes the person has a choice. I personally believe sometimes the government needs to give us their best shot.
So, caller, you think the woman should not have been charged to open back up a restaurant?
Absolutely not. That's her livelihood.
Okay.
I don't think the government has a right to take away your livelihood as long as it's honest and above board. If it's dishonest, like with drugs or something like that, then yes. But if it's an honest livelihood, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think she's got a good point there. I disagree, but I think she has a great point there. I really think if you make a law, everybody should honor the law. But I agree with the caller. I don't think they made a law. I think they just told her to close. I don't know.
They did. They trampled on her rights.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think and the worst part of it is there's a lot of these people out there who you give them a little bit of power and it goes to their head. For instance, in Minnesota, a sheriff told a mother she was going to be arrested and put in jail if she let her child play with his friend next door again. That is ridiculous.
Well, there are a lot of anecdotal things like that that are ridiculous. You're absolutely right.
Well, hey, I thank you for your opinion.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Phone lines are open, and that's what it's all about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 41 minutes past the hour. Should this woman have been charged and shut down? I don't know what law that is.
Well, see, I think that's a positive that's going to come out of this terrible episode that we're in right now. We're going to find that we need to put teeth in our laws or make our laws more thoughtful. A government shouldn't be able to say, okay, I'm going to close any business down. And I disagree with this lady. I don't think that has anything to do with socialism, but it may have to do with communism and Nazism, but I don't think it has anything to do with socialism. But that's neither here nor there. I think we're going to learn that we need to, we have laws right now that are on the books that our government right now is just saying to heck with it. I'm not going to go to a subpoena. If I said that to them, I'd be in jail. And so we need to find answers to that. We need to find people, laws that can be enforced.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I have the difference between Hellman's mayonnaise and Miracle
Whip. All right, this is good. We need the answer for this.
I've been waiting for a half an hour to get through.
Well, we got a lot of blabbers here.
Go ahead.
Okay, Hellman's has soybean oil, water, whole eggs and egg yolks, distilled vinegar, salt, sugar, and lemon juice. Hmm. Miracle Whip has soybean oil, water, vinegar, sugar, cornstarch, egg yolks, salt, mustard, flour, paprika, spices, and dried garlic.
Which one was that against the second one?
Miracle Whip.
Miracle.
Now, Miracle Whip is salad dressing, and Hellman's is mayonnaise,
yeah,
right?
That's
right.
Difference.
Yeah.
Right. So why, when you ask for mayonnaise on your sandwich in a restaurant, do they bring you Miracle Whip?
Because they don't know the difference.
And it's cheaper.
Right, but can you get Hellman's? Can you get mayonnaise at a restaurant? I don't even think you can.
Oh, yes.
I think if you ask.
I go to Subway, and I know that when I ask for mayo on the side, they give me Hellman's. It's thick. Uh-huh. It's good, and it's eggy. You know, it's got more egg in it.
Well, but I've never heard anybody, and I know people have Miracle Whip in restaurants. I've never heard anybody go in and say, give me the Miracle Whip, give me the salad dressing. They say, give me mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Because they do not know the difference between Miracle Whip and Hellman's.
So with those two ingredients, what is the big difference ingredient-wise?
Miracle Whip has cornstarch.
Oh, both of them had cornstarch, didn't they?
And mustard and paprika and dried garlic, okay. Where Hellman's doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Hellman's more pure. I think Miracle Whip's got a lot more additives to
it. It's like me. It's more pure.
That's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for that answer. It's a very good answer.
Well, yeah. I have a jar of both in my refrigerator, and I got them out and looked it up.
Hey,
so
that's perfect.
Do you use one on certain things and the other on certain things, or do you just kind of grab whichever is white?
No. I like if I have, say, a bologna sandwich, I will have mayo on it, Miracle Whip.
Mm-hmm.
When I make macaroni salad, I mix it. I use half Hellman's and half Miracle Whip.
Huh. Well, interesting.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But thank you.
It is. It's good. Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
She waited a half an
Here
hour.
Here comes a break, Lynn. Oh. You're running into my break. We'll be back.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Glenn Coble, Scott Spears in for Charlie Evers talking about should the woman have been shut down and the difference between Hellman's and Miracle Whip.
I love it.
We love opinions and we got a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I was just going to read to you the code. It's the Ohio Revised Code 3701.13, the Department of Health powers. The Department of Health shall have supervision of all matters relating to the preservation of the life and health of the people and have ultimate authority in matters of quarantine and isolation.
Ah, very good.
Which it may declare and enforce when neither exists, and modify, relax, or abolish when either has been established.
Very good. So basically, this is not a law. It's
part of the Ohio Revised Code. And I don't know whether either of you were watching, but when this all started back in March, and Dr. Acton took action, they were on television, and Governor DeWine signed that on television live.
Okay, so that is their authority for, it's not
That's
a law.
Their authority for... beginning all the stay-at-home orders.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that.
I won't comment about the lady in her restaurant. That's going to be fought out in court,
sure.
I'm sure. And the Ohio legislature, some of them proposed changing that to the power would have effect only for 2 weeks or whatever, and I'm sure that's going to be discussed for quite a while before that's decided.
Yeah.
There is something on the books that would allow health officials.
Yes, and I can give you that number if you want to write it down and read it for yourself. But it's the Ohio Revised Code 3701.13.
Well, I guess my question... Now, see, this is what I don't understand, though. Now, each county has a health commissioner. Now, what exactly is Dr. Acton's title?
She's director of the Department of Health for Ohio.
Right. So why, I mean, could a local
all
health...
Well, all the county departments of health would follow the same rule.
Right, and they probably answer to her, I would assume.
But in this particular situation, hasn't each county's health inspector made the decision when they're called out to a business? And hasn't even Dr. Acton and Governor DeWine said at different points, we're leaving that decision up to the local health commissioners?
Well, they've set rules.
And then said we're leaving it up to their discretion.
Yeah. Well, not their discretion. They have to abide by the rules, but they are leaving it up to them for the implementation of it.
I just wonder if it's like the stay-at-home order. I think this is a big question. Sheriff Bailey was in here, and he said, you know, we really can't arrest people for this. You know, so I don't know how far that goes.
Well,
certainly there's some gray areas,
yeah.
And I'm sure because of everything, you know, there's going to be a lot of discussion for a long, long time. And originally the thought was to allow the hospitals to have some space and have equipment to take care of a large influx of patients so they would not have to make the decisions of who gets a ventilator and who doesn't get a ventilator and all of those sorts of things. So, you know, that was the original reason for putting this in place.
It's fascinating. Well, I thank you for the information. I think it's very important. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Very good.
Lines are open.
That's
740.
Good to know.
Well, but it's a question, though, because 740-383-9944, if you'd like to weigh in or comment, feel free. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, on this or any mayonnaise-related question. But the
mayonnaise-related.
But the question here is, is it a law?
Well, it sounds like it's not a law. It's a, and I'm trying to search for the word, but it can be mandated, it sounds like, through the health commission. And they have some, apparently, rules that they can follow and have power and put some teeth in it.
So I wonder who decides what is awful and what is not. What is bad enough and what is not bad enough?
Well, that's the problem that we have with all of our laws. That's why we have so many African-American people getting killed, is because the person that has to make the choice sometimes is probably not making a really smart choice.
Well, but doesn't this all come back down again to opinion? Doesn't it all come back down to just being selective in what you're doing? I don't understand. Yeah. Because, you know, the bottom line is, before all this happened, if the restaurants are open and you think you're going to get sick, then don't go.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm behind the lady that just called in. I'm glad she called, because I think there should be some sort of teeth in that rule that the lady violated. And I've always thought the government was smarter than most people think give the government. The people that are saying the government is treading on my rights quite often are just being selfish.
Yeah, but it's also my understanding that the Constitution trumps this, because
I would guess,
well, yeah, because they have said that the people who were protesting at the prison were not 6 feet apart and were in a group of 10 or more, but they said you cannot arrest them because the Constitution trumps any order that the state makes, and their First Amendment right is to assemble.
Well, I don't think that would be the rule. They're not assembling out of well, choice.
Not choice, but they did. Go ahead.
I got a couple comments.
Go ahead.
Say this restaurant has rats running out the door.
Yeah.
And the owner says, and they get a citation and close it down. The health department closes it down. And he says, I'm going to stay open. Don't you think the health department has the right to go in there and close him down?
And I think that's exactly what the previous caller was talking about. They do have that type of right.
So this is the same thing. The health department is shut, telling them they can't operate.
Yeah. Well, but so see, I think the difference is, if I may just give the counterpoint here, I think the difference is when you open up a restaurant, you agree to follow the health codes.
Yeah.
And the health codes are as such. When you open up a restaurant, I don't think anybody said, well, we will follow pandemic rules, that restaurants will be shut down, grocery stores will be left open, and so on and so forth.
But they did say that they would follow the health laws. Rules.
But apparently the Ohio legislature doesn't feel that these should be the health laws, because they tried to limit her power last week.
I know they did, and I've got some words for them, but I can't say them on TV.
Yeah, but a lot of people support them.
I know.
The problem is, listen, if you go in and slit somebody's throat in a restaurant, they're going to shut you down.
Yeah, because there's blood everywhere.
But nobody ever thought. And again, what's the thing here? If you happen to have a drive-through window, you're fine. If you don't, sorry about your luck.
That's because that's the law they established. As soon as she opens her mouth, she has to create penalties and basically laws, because she's the Ohio State Health Commissioner.
Yeah.
That's her job, is to control businesses that affect our health.
And I truly believe she's looking at, she happens to be from the opposite side of the aisle from me, but I think she is doing a terrific job.
But was there, see, because here's a problem I think that we're all saying now. Number one, the curve was not what they said it would be. The numbers of death were not what they said it would be. Now, you could say, well, these things being put in place stopped that. They said that at one point we would be, 100,000 people a day were going to be infected. That never happened.
Okay.
Who said that?
Take this into consideration.
Here?
Yeah. You have a prison out here that's a closed environment, and when they went in, 80% of the prisoners had it. Yeah. So if they hadn't closed the schools, don't you think the schools would have evolved into that same thing? The children may not have got as much as sick as a person that's older gets it, but all those kids would have got sick because of their close.
Yep.
And you know, all kids get, every kid gets sick.
Well,
there's something going around.
But,
so we would have had the exact same thing throughout this whole population, like New York City.
Right, but the difference is there is that, and I agree that they should have shut the schools, and the state does have the power to shut the schools because the schools are operated by the government and funded by the government.
So private, the health department.
Private businesses are not.
Yeah, but the health department is, and they agree to go along with what the health department says.
Right, but again, I don't think you can say the schools and the prison, because the schools and the prison.
I'm using that as an example, because you say things didn't get as worse as they predicted. They would have. If all the kids in the country got, 80% of them got sick and carried it home, even though they may not have felt it and you may not have seen your kids throwing up and carrying on, they would have carried it to the adults who could die from it.
Right, but I think, and it's not my opinion, I'm just trying to give the counterpoint of the small business owner, because they're all angry, and it's not just this woman, they're angry all over the state of Ohio. The counterpoint is, I don't think anybody said keep the schools open, because that would be forcing your kid to go to school and risk their education. And that's government control. The government does have powers over that. The government has powers over the prison system.
The government controls a lot of things.
Right, but the government doesn't control a small private business. And if you're...
Oh, yeah. They have licenses.
Okay, but what license did they break?
They broke her order to stay closed.
That was her order
as the health commissioner.
Yep.
And she has the power, just like the governor has the power to do all this. And now the legislature's out in the cold because he's making rules that their people at home don't like. Right. So they all want to come back and say, well, we want some of the power.
Well, then I guess somebody should probably look at the logic of opening these places back up, because we don't have any more of a vaccine. We don't have any more way of a treat this,
That's
to
right.
treat this right.
And they're
so
doing
why
that.
Are we doing it?
Where's, because the
where's
president
the good, where's the
wants
good doctor now?
We shouldn't be.
Where's the good doctor in her power now? Is she sending us into the wolf's mouth?
I think that's a political,
unfortunate. Well, no, wait, who's worrying about the economy?
Yeah.
Why is she opening it up now?
I think if you pulled her aside and said, nobody will know, but what do you think, she'd say, keep them all closed.
That's why the head of the main medical guy from the CDC says, look out, it's coming worse.
But, but listen, we just heard the code. And DeWine has left her in power. He did not change her powers.
That's right.
Why isn't she at that press conference every day saying, you're not going to open, we're not going to partially open these, we've got no, nothing has changed.
Well, I think
why isn't she doing it?
I think the caller and I would agree if
but
she
no, but
did
she's
do that.
Not is the point.
That's
she's
a political
not.
Thing.
So she's political.
She still answers to the governor.
Okay, so she's political.
And
it's
political.
It's really not about our health.
She's not political.
So what you're saying is, it's really not about our health. It's about our money.
That's what the president wants you to believe.
Okay, well, guess what? Then I think the small business is probably about their money and not about their health
either. I'm sure it is.
That's right. The small business don't care about us. That's because that's how our country is becoming.
It is.
If every person is only out for themselves.
Our caller and I are going to sit in the corner and agree on this.
One more point I want to say.
Okay,
sure.
Go ahead.
I get so tired of people saying, well, the flu kills a lot of people. I've never, and I'm 70 years old, seen them back up refrigerated semis.
No, I haven't either.
To a hospital, haul away the dead bodies.
Right.
And they did that in New York City because they had 1,000 people dying a day.
Yeah. Now,
and it's just unbelievable that anybody would compare this to the flu, you have a chance of getting well because there's medicines you can take. Right. This. They don't have anything for you to take, really, even.
I played a thing on my show last week. Actually, it was not on my... doesn't make any difference. I played an interview with a gentleman that had lived through, at age 8, I think it was, he had lived through the 1918 flu thing. And they were in a situation like we're in right now. They didn't know how to do anything. And they had not just... thousands, not hundreds of thousands, millions, I think up as high as 50 million people died because of ignorance.
Well, here's something until the doctor comes in and tells us any different, we're coming up on a break.
Okay.
So that's the way it goes.
Sorry.
And we're coming back in 10 minutes.
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just an answer. And onward and upward. I like
you're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't.